This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Washington, D.C. is locked down one day before President-elect Biden's inauguration. Streets are blocked, high fencing's in place, and thousands of National Guardsmen are patrolling. A spokesman says the Pentagon has found no intelligence so far that would indicate an insider threat to the ceremonies. But tensions are high after President Trump's supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Ed Donahue with an expert's view.
John Hudak is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
We're talking about online chatter. We're talking about the dark web. We're talking about efforts to commit violence against the United States and its institutions and to assassinate members of the government.
Hudak says there's no difference between supporters of President Trump and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
They're domestic terrorists, and they are not going to hang up their guns and their ammo vests on January 20th.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are being dispatched across the Capitol to bolster security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Biden will take the oath of office tomorrow, and then on day one of his administration, roll out a path to citizenship for millions of immigrants here without the proper documentation.
The first action Joe Biden wants to take as president is a bill calling for an 8-year path to citizenship for some 11 million people without legal status in this country. The measure would include a shorter period of time and path for the so-called dreamers, the young people who arrived illegally as children. The bill would not include enhanced border security favored by many Republicans. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Coronavirus deaths are rising in almost every state. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pleading with federal authorities to block travelers from countries where new virus variants are spreading. Experts say the vaccines do seem to protect against the variants. This is AP News. One state is a tragic standout when it comes to the coronavirus. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
California has become the first state to reach 3 million known coronavirus infections. The Golden State reached the grim milestone Monday in the tally by Johns Hopkins University. Alarmingly, California only reached 2 million caseloads on December 24th. It took 292 days for California to go from its first coronavirus case last January 25th to 1 million infections on November 11th, but it took just 44 days to top 2 million. On average, California has seen about 500 deaths and 40,000 new cases daily for the past 2 weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
A California man who said the pandemic made him afraid to fly has been arrested on charges he hid in a secure area of Chicago's O'Hare Airport for 3 months. He's charged with criminal trespass. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.